people that the fire will only make shine. So when the demon comes into a house, there are two places demons dwell, most especially two places: your bedroom and your kitchen. Now this one I'm telling you spiritual knowledge. Demons love water. Some of you, signs, your bulb is giving you signs, shaking. You change your bulb. And yet, we are spiritually daft. We cannot even know. The sign is telling you there's an energy distorting us here. Do you know how evil spirits are? They are, when they get to your bedroom, they are waiting for you to get naked. Because when you get naked, that's one of your most... Okay, let me not say it. This one I know now. It's light. It's light that we teach you. It's not book. It's light. We are not ignorant of the device of Satan. It's beyond the chief that is doing charm. I walked into my church in our last service, and immediately I sensed that the energy is different here. And as we began to pray and worship God, I now saw the vision of the person they sent to do enchantment in that place, to drive us away from that facility. There are people that are not that spiritual, and they are pastors, and they are not even spiritually sensitive. When you are naked, you are vulnerable. Run away from prayers that tell you to pray naked. Sometimes demon possession.
Yes, sir.
I tell you to analyze it. Demons love corruption. They lust after the body of men. They desire it because the body they don't have. So their lust and passion is after the body. So then you'll be true. As you are naked, out there, then they will come to your ear and suggest a thought. And as you accept that thought, a little of their essence will enter you. A little of their essence. Before you know, in a 40-day period, they have succeeded in possessing that person. Sometimes demon possession does not happen at once. The Bible says, give no place. You see, if Satan wants to possess a man, it's a journey of conquering. He will take one step today. He will now take two territories tomorrow until he now owns the house. And then your kitchen, they like to dwell there. To control the things that a man eats. Spiritual warfare. Do you know how to cleanse your house? Can I tell you how to cleanse a house?
Yes, sir.
I know I'm boring you people. I'm sorry. It's a mess. Whenever you sense that there's something now wrong in that place, the first thing you must do, send distraction away. Get one of two people. And when I say distraction, there are some artifacts that have become portals in your house.
Yes, sir.
Not because in themselves those artifacts are bad, but you know there are some artifacts that are called the consecrated things. If you buy an artifact from a priest, that artifact is consecrated. No, put this thing, customer go, they come. No, sir. The business is selling not because what you are selling is good. It's because the spirit will cause people to come. Why? He wants to invade more houses. And since that spirit wants to invade more houses, he will stand at the door of that shop and summon people to come and be eating from there. So you think the charm is doing you a favor. You don't know that you are only a tool that the charm is using to possess people. So a lot of people, out of ignorance, they go and do priesthood, demonic priesthood in their shops. They don't know they become agent of Satan that we will strike with the thunder of God. And then a lot of people out of ignorance buy this artifact, and then that artifact becomes a gateway. So when the reaper begins to call in the dark wall, a portal will open to those houses, and then he will now have a gate. So you need the spirit of God to know what to even buy. Not everything that is cheap is for you. So a lot of times the Holy Ghost will lead you. This thing, throw it away. But it's fine, throw it away. And if you don't throw it away, God will cause your children to break it. Because a lot of times we are slow to obey God whenever we are attached to a thing. I'm sorry I'm digressing, but I'm moving as the Holy Ghost carries. And then what you will do is that you must sanctify the place with the name of the Lord. Someone say the name of the Lord. You see, the name of the Lord is a protecting, is a protection device, is a purification device. Walk around your house calling the name of the Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeshua HaMashiach. I advise you to play gospel songs that call the name of the Lord. Not the money they enter, enter, forget they enter. God, that's a thief and a robber speaking. Elimas, aka Bar Jesus, he has disciples even in church today. Holy songs that call the name of the Lord. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, eternity's holy King. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, whose words brings us living. Barakuret Adonai, Amen. Nature of an atmosphere will be registered inside you. So as it is in heaven or in you, that's how it's going to be in your house. Do you understand what I just said? So if there's spiritual tension in a place, you can gauge from here. How come in your house you are afraid of the dark? What? How are you afraid all of a sudden? There is an energy, mommy. There is something making you real because it is feeding off that fear. How come your children are afraid of the dark? Don't you teach them about angels? It's an energy. Through that fear, they possessed a lot of children in their dreams. Tell your children. Tell them, say, children, the one with us is greater. Don't worry, when you sleep, you will see him. And as you are doing that priesthood and you are sanctifying that place in the name of the Lord, you will sense it when the darkness lifts. And once the darkness lifts, you anoint that place and erect an altar. Meanwhile, the fact that you've dispelled the demon does not mean you will not come back to church. It's when that house is now consecrated, it will become like our house, that a person we possess with demon will come and say, Kai, these people are living inside fire. May God give us understanding. I don't have time again. Now that's how you do priesthood. To be, some of your house, you need to organic way stay there now. Organic way is the one now staying there. Right. They are the ones now living there. And they've been living with you for 20 years, you don't know. Answer, they are going to church. How can Apostle Abundance be your pastor and you will not know God? You see, it's a treason to have big belly and you don't have big prayer life. The big belly, but when you are praying, we should be hearing. Have big belly, no prayer life. Go and become an usher quickly. You are permitted to have big muscle, but make sure you have big prayer and fasting life also. I will become your student in your gym. Wosila maratama. Arela na sedo bi. Hey. Yeah,